Good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing in the month of February? Yeah. Hey, we in the short month, y'all. And it's supposed to be what we call Black History Month. Do you know your history? If you don't, you should. You know, we are an indigenous people. And if we don't teach our children their history, who will? Do you realize that they're taking African American history studies out of schools? Yes, out of schools, where you pay taxes for your children to go to school. So, I say to you, take the time to teach your children about their history, so they won't be doomed to repeat it. See, society will tell them later on that all the things never existed. And the reason why is because you agreed to some things. Yeah, you agreed to some things. You know, when you went to vote, you agreed to remove historical memory statues. Yeah, see, you consider it an eyesore, but I consider it history. Their history. See, their history is our history. It's because they brought us from our homeland and did what they did with us. But now that we are supposed to be considered together, they want to remove the statues. I say don't. Let that be a reminder to you and to me about the history of Anglo-Saxons and Caucasians. Because people of color built this country, and we are always the one that take the blunt. We take the blunt of everything. The black man, the black woman. Now the black woman, she has more of a chance than the black man. The black man is going to always have it harder because he's that black man. I wonder why is he such a threat to Anglo-Saxons. White America. Let's just call it what it is. See, the black man still doesn't realize how great he is. Oh yes, he's a great man. See, most don't understand that they come from him. Oh, he is the beginning. Ah, see, it tells me that you don't read. You don't study. You don't research. Is that why you're jealous of him? Because you know you come from him? Ah, I get it. We always hate what we are. See, that black man can teach you some things. He's forgiving, he's loving, he's compassionate. But he also can be dangerous. Yes, if you make him that way. See, Anglo-Saxons, white America, you want to make the black man a threat to you. But really, he isn't. He's here to help you along the way. To be a better human being. Yes, not just only Anglo-Saxons, but every other nationality too. See, you have taught every other nationality to hate us because of the color of our skin. Shame on you. Shame on you. Yes, shame on you. And that's what I'm calling this one. Shame on you, America. Anglo-Saxon America. Now, this is not a dig at racism, but it is about race. A people that built this country, then made science what it is, but you still don't acknowledge us. That part. Now, we recognize one another because this is what we do. To every creator, every genius that God placed here on this earth, I salute you. Thank you for your service. Yes, because there's many, and it's too many to name in this broadcast or podcast. But do your research. You have George Washington Carver. Yes, who invented many things, like what you love to eat, peanuts and peanut butter. Simple stuff. Do your research. Love you. God bless you. Hope to see you tomorrow. Mwah, if the creek don't rise. You know what I love you with. I love you with that sauce. I love you with that spice. I love you with that, what we call Jesus juice. That juice that heals, that juice that saves. That juice that redeemed a sinner like me. Yes, a sinner. I'm still a work in progress. He is my potter. I am his clay. He's molding me, and he wants to mold you too if you let him. So, I hope to see you tomorrow. Make sure you guys follow, share, and like.